Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1706, air date August 5th, 2026.
All right, we're here with Skiff, and ready to go, Skiff.
All right, here we go.
We'll talk about debate stage.
All right. Valid
images. Yep.
Here we go. All right. Welcome, everybody. We have Dr. Shiva here with us tonight, and we're going to go over a new ballot case tonight that Dr. Shiva is involved with. What we found out is that they are deleting ballot images in multiple states, and Dr. Shiva is going to break us down with the case and tell us what's going on. So, Dr. Shiva, welcome, and the floor is yours.
Good to be here, Skiff, and welcome to your audience also. Just at the outset, I just want to let people know I'm running for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. And we ran, people know, twice before, once against Elizabeth Warren in 2017, 2018. That was a great campaign. We called it Only the Real Indian Can Defeat the Fake Indian. It was a great campaign. We're the ones who exposed the fact and forced Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test, which revealed that she's no more a Native American Indian than a frog, okay? But anyway, and then we ran in 2020, which was a great year because we had 3,000 volunteers. We raised about $2 million bottoms up, you know, $1, $5 donations. You couldn't leave Massachusetts without seeing our big billboard signs, 25,000 lawn signs, and we ran as Republicans. And it was a Republican GOP who colluded with the Democrats to steal our election. And we exposed that in federal court. And primary to that was we found out, and I didn't even know that election fraud ever took place in the United States. I was sort of naive about this. I thought that only took place in third world countries. But we came to understand that many states violate a federal law, which was created during the Civil Rights Act, to preserve all records in connection with a federal election, including ballot images. And I'll talk about that. So this year, when we decided to run in 2026, we filed a lawsuit preemptively telling Massachusetts you better preserve ballot images. And I'll talk about that lawsuit, and Massachusetts acted like Mickey the Dunn, saying there are no ballot images. And we'll come back to all this. I just want to give you guys the overview, so if you sort of give you the punchline. And that has now resulted in a federal lawsuit, which is brought in the Department of Justice, Republicans and Democrats, spotlighting how both of them collude to basically violate all Americans. So that's sort of the broad context of this. So let me go back to 2020, first of all, and explain to you what happened. In 2020, I ran as a Republican, and there are 9 counties in Massachusetts. And we had an amazing campaign. Even the head of the Republican GOP, who was a rhino, said Dr. Shiva is going to win this election against us because they had their anointed rhino that they were running. And on election night on September 2020, what was interesting was, Skiff, that in one of the counties where all the ballots are hand counted, I win by 10 points. And in every other county, the other 8 counties where they use voting machines, I lose 60-40, 60-40, 60-40, 60-40, eerily similar ratios. So no one believed this. So I put on my hat as an MIT engineer, and I found out that the voting machines have a feature in them called a weighted race feature. What is that feature? It'll appall most people, and it'll probably throw people for a loop to believe this. In fact, I still can't believe this exists, and probably even after I tell you, you won't believe this. But on the voting machines, this is where your ballots go in, and the voting machine takes a picture of your ballot and then tabulates the votes. There's a feature on those voting machines called a weighted, like a weight, race feature. What does that mean? So, Skiff, if you got 1,000 votes and I got 1,000 votes, there's a feature where you can multiply your votes, weight it. So your votes are weighted by 2, you get 2,000 votes, and my votes can be multiplied by 0.5. So I end up getting 500 votes. And if you go back to a website called winbackfreedom.com, all of this is documented, including the electronic tabulator's manual where this feature is described. Okay. So That means in that example I gave, there were only 2,000 votes. You got 1,000. I got 1,000. But the output would have been, you would have ended up getting 2,000 votes, right? Two times. And I would have ended up getting 500 votes, 2,500 votes. So it means there'd be 500 more votes than actual ballot images. Well, when this occurred to me, and no one believed that I lost, I went to the Secretary of State of Massachusetts and I said, give me the ballot images. Okay, so what are the ballot images? And I want everyone to listen carefully, because you may want to draw some pictures if you're watching this. But if you have a voting machine, you know, it looks like, let's say, a Xerox, small Xerox machine or small copier. When you have your ballot, you're taking your paper and they put it through the voting machine. When it goes through that voting machine, a photograph is taken of your ballot, you know, where you put all the little dots in and ellipses. That photograph is called a ballot image. That ballot image is what is tabulated for your votes, okay? It's not the paper is ever read, but a photograph is taken of your ballot, and it is that ballot image that is tabulated by the voting machine. Okay? So what is the record? What is the ballot? Is it the paper? No, it's the image. No different than if you went to a surgeon, you know, an orthopedic surgeon, and he took a picture of your knee and he said, oh, you know, I got to do a knee operation. You said, why? And he said, oh, that's where your x-ray showed. And you said, can you show me the x-ray? He said, nah, I deleted it. Okay. No different than if you went to your bank, you're given a check, and they take a picture of your check. That's what's processed. So deleting the ballot image is literally throwing away primary data. And it is a violation of a law that was passed in the 19 and during civil rights to protect everyone's votes, one person, one vote, called 52 USC 20701. And that law says all records in connection with the federal election, not may, not can, must, shall, actually word is shall, S-H-A-L, be preserved. So all records in connection with the federal election, US Senate, President, House of Representatives, shall be preserved, right? We have 50 states. States run federal election, state elections. But for a federal election like a Senate election, they have to preserve the ballot images. Well, guess what? Many states are deleting the ballot images. I repeat, they're actually deleting the ballots when you think about it, because a ballot is that record which is used to tabulate the votes. Except for that one county in Massachusetts where they use paper ballots, all the other counties are using ballot images and they're deleting them. How did I find this? Because when I said, hey, I want to see the ballot images, you know, and you'll find on our site, we took a video camera and we're taping the Secretary of State's office and they're gloating at us. Ha, ha, ha. We deleted the images. We don't have to save them. So that was 2020. All right. I don't know, Skip, if anyone has any questions. But a ballot image, again, is a photograph of the paper ballot that is used to tabulate the vote. So what is the ballot? It's a ballot image. So ballot image equals a ballot. The paper.
Dr. Shiva.
Yep.
Let me ask you, when they deleted those images, was this after the 22 months or before?
No, before. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Wow. So Skip is bringing up, according to federal law, passed by both Democrats and Republicans, it says that all records in connection with the federal election must be preserved for 22 months, saved and preserved. So we're going to get to why they're doing this. And I'm going to give you the punchline. Democrats and Republicans collude against a majority of independents who may want to run for office. The plurality, most Americans are independents. They're not Democrats or Republicans. 26% are Democrats. Around 26% are Republicans in the United States. And the numbers vary plus or minus 1%. But 48% of Americans nationally are independents, which means they've left the two-party system. When was the last time we had an independent senator, Skiff? An independent House of Representatives, an independent president? We don't get them, right? How can that be? 48% of Americans are independents, but they're forced, brainwashed to vote for Democrat or Republican. Now, Massachusetts, which is the center of global corruption, center of national corruption, Massachusetts, where the elites test corruption. It's a laboratory of corruption. Well, in Massachusetts, 67% of the American voters in Massachusetts are independents, and only 33 are Democrat or Republicans. Massachusetts is not a blue state. It is a state of red-blooded American independents, patriots who don't believe in either parties, which is the founders never believed in party systems either, including Washington. He was very much opposed to that. So in Massachusetts, now, today, only 26% are Democrats, 7% Republicans. 96% of young voters under the age of 25 are all independents. So you see, the American people are waking up and saying, shit, these two parties, I keep voting for them, what do I get? So they're leaving in droves. So this is a central point. And the establishment knows this. And I would argue, and I'll show you the details of this, Democrats and Republicans collude. And we've proven that in the new lawsuit, and I'll get to that. Collude to make sure that the independent majority of voters, Americans, are cheated from getting independent candidates like myself. Okay? So how does this engineering occur? And I can tell you as an MIT engineer, this is serious engineering they're doing. Brain engineering, which means brainwashing engineering of people, and actual manipulation by dealing ballot images. So let's walk through that. And you're speaking to someone who's experienced this. This is not theoretical to me. This is not some social media influencer talking about this to get views and clicks. We're talking about someone who's gone through the journey, been a victim of this, as in 2020. So what did we do in 2026? So we're running for senator again, and we have a very good shot of winning because the number one reason people win elections is your name is known. Well, 80-85% of Massachusetts citizens know Dr. Shiva. They remember it when I ran against Elizabeth Warren. Only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. They know it from 2020 when I fought for people, you know, exposing the fact that the government has an unholy alliance with social media companies. I exposed a backdoor portal. They remember me in the Fire Fauci campaign. You know, Rand Paul, all these guys didn't do anything. Booby, I call him F. Kennedy, was supporting lockdowns. Today, they're talking a big game against Fauci, but it was myself and our movement which led the hashtag Fire Fauci campaign. We saved millions, hundreds of millions of people's lives globally by coming up with a protocol, vitamin D, vitamin C, to take, and that we exposed the fact what COVID really was. You know, we met with the White House. Trump knew about us. He has great respect for everything I did on election integrity. So we have all these very high resume elements, which you can find all evidence, all factual. But in 2026, when we decided to run this year, the beginning of this year, we did something preemptively to protect America. We wrote to the Secretary of State of Massachusetts and we said, hey, look, I'm running for office, but I'm telling you, you better preserve ballot images because there's a law called 52 USC 20701. And if you delete ballot images, you're doing criminal activities. In fact, it's a crime. And this is the Secretary of Massachusetts. His name is William F. Galvin, G-A-L-V-I-N. He's known, believe it or not, as the Prince of Darkness. And he's been an entrenched Democrat for 40 years. He controls pretty much all of Massachusetts, probably national politics. Quiet guy in the background. So we wrote to Galvin and we sued him. We said, we're giving you a writ of mandamus. A writ of mandamus is a big, you know, Latin term. It means, hey, government, there's a law over here, follow the law. That's all a writ of mandamus is. There's a law here, 52 USC 20701, which says it's criminal to delete ballot images, again, which are the ballots, don't fucking delete them. So we sent that to Galvin. And again, we do our own lawsuits. I do my own lawsuits. We don't trust these hack lawyers. And the government responded to our lawsuit and lied in court. And it's quite extraordinary. And I just want to, if you guys want to go look at this, you can go to shivaforsenate.com here. And as you go through this site, you'll find a link here at the bottom of it, which says right here, save ballot images. And we have meticulously, again, everyone knows we have a global movement called Truth Freedom Health. Volunteers in the movement and for Shiva for Senate have preserved every of the data relating to that lawsuit. Okay, so you can find a historic lawsuit. It's got everything up to date, okay? And I encourage people to go up here and you can find everything here on this lawsuit, okay? The judge's orders, everything. I'll come back to this. But nonetheless, we filed this lawsuit. I'm back to video here. We filed this lawsuit and the Secretary of State responds back. And in their response, they perjure themselves. They lie. They say, oh, Dr. Shiva is lying. We never create ballot images, Your Honor. So there's nothing to really save. What is he talking about? And then in their response, they attach a 100-page manual, which is the voting machine manual. Well, on page 2 of that manual, it clearly says when you put a ballot through the voting machine, it creates a ballot image. It's crazy. And they had convinced the judge to move our lawsuit to be heard. Remember, the election is November 2026, Skip. Not to be heard this year, not to be heard in 27, not to be heard in 2028, but moved it to March of 2029, 3 years later. Okay, unbelievable.
Wow. Okay?
Now, why are they doing that? Because the election's over. When the case comes up in 2029, the judge will say, hey, what can I do for you? The election's over. Ballot images are deleted. And in law, this is called mootness, M-O-O-T. Moot means I can't do much. There's, you know, the case is over, right? Like someone's already robbed you. They've robbed you. They've eaten all your food, sold all your jewelry, and they're dead. You see what I'm saying, Skip? So you can't do anything. How can I give you, how can I punish him? There's no one to punish, okay? So this is called stretching out the lawsuit. So what we did, our
this
team-
This is exactly what they did in 2020. They stretched it out.
Yep, they stretched it out. So what we did was, again, we have, by the way, if you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, we have a global team of working people all over the world who are volunteers, everyone who works for a living, no grifters, no just influencers. And we put together a response lawsuit and we filed an emergency hearing. And we said, hey, Your Honor, this is wrong. The election's coming up in 3-4 months. What are you talking about listening to this in 2029? And in our response to their bullshit, we said, look, here's a manual on page 2. It says right here in black and white that ballot images are created the instant you put the vote in RAM, local memory. And they are setting a setting there which says delete them. Okay? There's a toggle switch on the machine. Save the ballot image that's created in memory or delete it. See what I'm saying? It's like you making a Microsoft Word document in Microsoft Word. Obviously, you created the document, but then you close your machine and you forget and you don't save it. You see? Doesn't mean that the document was never created, right? It was absolutely created. But they set a setting to delete it. So they're auto-deleting ballot images. So the judge couldn't deny it, so he gave us a formal emergency hearing. She did, Judge Campbell. Again, I went in front of the judge. They brought in 6 lawyers, Skip. It was me against 6 of them. And in court, all Harvard-trained lawyers. And I did a very good presentation, excellent presentation. The judge was quite pleased. And I said, look, they're lying. The ballot images are definitely created. They're absolutely lying, and they're violating the law. Now, remember, this is Massachusetts, and as you know, judges are appointed by which political party they bow down to. So obviously, the judge was appointed by a Democrat, system. So the ruling from that case is quite fascinating. The judge, Skip, does not address the lies, the perjury. Instead, she says something interesting. She goes, Dr. Shiva, if you want to get restitution, which means if you want justice, I can't do anything about it. Go to Donald Trump at the federal government. Because remember, we have 3 branches of government. If you remember basic civics, we have the judiciary, which is the states which interpret the laws. I'm sorry, the courts that interpret the laws. That's called the judicial system. The Congress, House of Representatives, Senate, makes the laws. But the executive branch under the President of the United States, the Attorney General, what do? They're supposed to enforce the laws, right? So the law here says that women have the right to vote, passed by Congress, and some state is denying women to vote, the federal government has to step in. So the judge said, listen, you're a private citizen. You can't enforce the law. And by the way, I wasn't trying to enforce the law. So the judge was twisting it. I was just trying to say, follow the law. I read the writ of mandamus. Anyway, the judge wanted to pass on the buck, but she passed on the buck to Donald Trump. Okay? As many of you know, Trump used 90% of my material, the groundbreaking work I did in 2020, because not only Massachusetts, Michigan, you can find it, to expose election fraud. And Trump used my material to raise about $500,000 in his email. It's all documented. In fact, in 2022, Trump invited me to Mar-a-Lago, thanked me profusely. And that's a whole other story. We can do another video. But nonetheless, Donald Trump and the people around him have represented themselves as we're fighting election integrity. So the judge says, go to Donald Trump. All right. Now, before going to Donald Trump, we were in state court. We appealed it to the next court above just to show that we're doing everything that the law wants us. So we go to the next higher court, plead the case again. And that judge, too, says, you got to go to Donald Trump. Okay. So again, to let everyone know, the state of Massachusetts, in their courtroom testimony, has written that they will continue deleting ballot images, Skiff, in 2026. They basically said F you to everyone. In courtroom testimony, we approved that they're deleting ballot images. And the judge, instead of addressing that issue, says, if you want justice, go to the executive branch of the United States. Why? Because I'm running for federal office. Got it? So
how is this even legal? Like, how do they just tiptoe around it and just brush it off and just tell you to go find somebody else when they're the judges?
Right. Exactly. She could have, because the way she got her judgeship, Skiff, is because she's in the Democrat cabal. Okay. You got it? Remember, judges get appointments because someone in their family or their friends gave money to the governor. All right. The governor makes appointments, right?
Right.
So that's how this whole thing works. That's a whole nother video we could do, but that's the reality. So she didn't want to perturb the people who got her into judgeship. She didn't want to address the issue of ballot images, which I've conclusively shown. She says, go to Donald Trump.
She wants to keep that life.
Yes, exactly. But so what I did, as many of you know, I follow the truth wherever it leads me, as the founders of this country did, and real patriots do. So I know Harmeet Dhillon. And I sent a text message to Harmeet. I said, hey, Harmeet, please send a letter. Because remember, you have Todd Blanche, who's now undergoing review to be the attorney general. He's the acting attorney general. Harmeet Dhillon is a lawyer, and she was appointed as the assistant attorney general of the Civil Rights Division. Now, the AG's office, all they have to do is send an email to the secretary, any secretary of state elect, say, hey, we're going to fucking throw you in jail. Here's a law. You can't be lynching black people, right? You can't be denying women the right to vote. You can't be deleting ballot images. Here's a fucking law. That's it, Skiff, right? Just a letter, an email. Don't do it. Stop it, okay? And that, because it's a federal law. States can do stuff for state elections, but for federal elections, that was laws passed by Congress that people died and fought for. All right.
Right. That oversees the whole thing, all the states themselves.
Yeah. So basically, for a state election, they could delete ballot images, frankly. Okay. Federal law doesn't control, like, someone running for the state comptroller. You see what I'm saying? But I'm not running for the state comptroller. I'm running for a federal office. And 52 USC 20701 was, you must preserve all data in connection with the federal election. Okay. All right. So Harmeet doesn't do anything. You got to understand, when people get into office, they start wanting to do other things, okay? So Todd Blanche, as you know, is the attorney general. So to give everyone a fair shot, we also write a demand letter to Todd Blanche and Harmeet Dhillon saying, hey, look, guys, Massachusetts is deleting ballot images. Congress passes laws. The Department of Justice exists to enforce the laws. please write them a letter. It's really simple. We're saying, hey, Todd, Blanche, and Harmeet, I have to sue you too because you're not doing your job. And so this is a historic lawsuit. And every friend of mine who's in the world of election integrity, like, holy shit, this is awesome, because now the people who claim they're for election integrity have to say why they're not going after the Democrats. Now, remember, the state judge wanted to move our lawsuit, Skip, when? All the way to 2029, okay?
Right, they want to run out the clock.
Right, but the federal judge gave us a huge victory last week, okay? The federal judge looked at the lawsuit and he said, you know what? He said, Galvin, I need you to respond to this lawsuit. And he's got to do that, I think, in the next week, 2 weeks, okay? So he's told the Secretary of State, you better tell me why you're deleting ballot images. And then he also wrote Trump's people, the Republican side, Harmeet Dillon and Todd Blanche, I want you to tell me why you're not enforcing the law by, I think, early September, which is phenomenal. That means it's before the election. And friends of mine who are in the White House who participate in major election integrity issues, and they're saying, you know what, we're actually not allowed to do a lot of things. They brought us in, but people are just doing theatrics. And they said, we are sitting at the edge of our seats to figure out what is Harmeet and what is Todd Blanche going to do? What are they going to say? You talked a big game about election integrity. Why haven't you written a letter to the state of Pocahontas, right? Elizabeth Warren is here. You guys claim you hate her. Why are you allowing them to delete ballot images? Now, let me just make everything very clear about election integrity. There's so much shit out there, right? So whenever real people discover real issues, this is a feature that we find, Skip, happens in anything. So if I actually discover the truth about election fraud, the establishment is very clever. They have one group of people who will oppose it. Oh, this is bullshit. It's just conspiracy theory. But they do something else. They create fake election integrity people who'll say crazy shit. Mike Lindell being one of them. And I know, Mike, I had to tell Mike, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you just saying crazy shit to sell pillows? Because Mike made up crazy shit, which made the real election integrity people look crazy. All right? So when you look at the real election integrity issue, write down these two words, ballot images. If you're not talking about ballot images and election fraud, you're full of shit. Because when the paper ballot goes through the machine, a photograph is taken, the ballot image, and you're deleting it. Why would you delete it? To cover up election fraud.
People need to understand that the ballot images is data.
Is the ballot.
Exactly.
Is the ballot.
And data you can alter. And that's
we can alter a digital image.
Yep.
And by the
you can delete it, you can do whatever.
I don't know if you guys use Amazon or today, you can transact $1 million in a second, right? I can send $1 million from here to here. Everything is tracked. But you're telling me that when a million people go to vote, the ballot image is there. We could easily put up the ballot images on an open source site because no names are associated with. We could count the vote within seconds, Skiff, within minutes. Yet the most centrally important system to democracy is under all these layers of shit and opacity. There's no transparency. And now why would this happen? You know, a good friend of mine said, when things don't add up, there's another agenda. That agenda, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to argue with you, having been through this experience, is Democrats and Republicans are stealing elections from the independent majority. 67% of Massachusetts are independents. 48% of Americans are independents. So I'm running as an independent. So you run as an independent, Skiff, we're bottoms up people. We're not part of the establishment. So you never want us to win. So what you do is you delete the fucking ballot images. I will tell you, I'm a mathematician. I've been a math geek since I was 14 years old, did calculus, 4 years ahead. So I know math. You don't get into MIU, is that the destruction of ballot images is the best way to cover elections. And moreover, if you look at this, when I did all the work for Trump. All the MAGA Trumpers love me, Skip. Oh my God, Dr. Shiva is working for us because I exposed the fact Trump's election indeed was stolen in 2020. Okay? But you know what? When I went and looked at the data in 2016, Hillary's election was stolen from her in 2016. And so on. So what's actually going on? Imagine a room full of 100 people, 70% are independents, and over in the corner are two sets of birds squawking, Democrats and Republicans, only 30 of them. And they are squawking to decide who will trade horse, do horse trading to control the other 70 people. That's what's going on. The Democrats and Republicans are the minorities. So they play theater. Republicans get to hold election integrity. They get to talk about immigration. They get to talk about abortion. Democrats get to talk about racism. They get to talk about climate change, whatever, right? None of the shit they ever solve. But they squabble. They create theater. They create friction. They create heat. We get all excited like a UFC WWE match.
And then it fizzles out.
And it fizzles out. I wrote a book called Deportation Theater. Whether it was Democrat or Republican, Democrat or Republicans, over the last 40 years, only 3%, maximum 3.7% of illegal immigrants have been deported. In fact, the guy who deported the most amount of illegal immigrants was Obama. So what they're doing is, there's 14 million illegal immigrants. The billionaires, red and blue, need illegal immigrant labor for two reasons. So they can get cheap labor and they can use the illegal immigrant fear and lowering your wages to lower white people's wages, white workers. So it's white on white crime. The white billionaire class takes advantage of the white working class. All right. But they only deport 3%. Trump has deported 2.8. Obama did 3.7. It's not a big number. If they deported all the illegal immigrants, 40% of Texas's labor force, construction labor force, runs on illegal immigrants. 60% of Florida's hospitality runs on illegal immigrants. So the two big red states, Texas, Florida, would crash 3.7 million illegal immigrants. But they do theatrics by sending a guy like acting like he's a tough guy to Minnesota, right? Which only has 96,000 illegal immigrants. You know, you can talk about Somalis and all that. There's always some immigrant you can talk about how crazy they are, whether it's the Irish or the Chinese or the at different points. But the whole goal is to manipulate the white working class, never deport all the illegal immigrants, just a little bit to keep the illegal immigrants saying, holy shit, I'll take that job for $2 an hour. I'll work in poisonous conditions. And then they lower wages and they lower the wages of the white people, white workers. So this is a game they're doing on every issue. Racism, they don't really solve racism. They're actually pitting blacks and whites against each other. Elizabeth Warren is a racist. She uses race for her advancement. So then the liberals never want to address real racism. So this is what's going on. But in order for this racket to go on, they create the theater. And every election cycle, they delete fucking ballot images because they cover up their crime. Because if we had the ballot images, I could show Hillary's election was definitively stolen. I could show Trump's election. We've already shown that. But I can argue with anyone listening to this and say, oh, Dr. Shiva, you can't tell me elections were stolen. Well, in order for you to prove me wrong, you need the fucking ballot images. Checkmate. Ballots are the ballots. They're being deleted by the two-party duopoly to cover up election fraud, period. And this is the reason they're doing is they don't want the independent majority coming in. Now, I'm running as an independent. And what's fascinating, Skiff, this is a very important part of the talk today. For the first time, we've been asked to get on a national debate stage, Skiff. National on PBS. Me, the Democrat fool, and some Republican fool. Two numbnuts. What's fascinating is we've gotten a letter. We just got it last week. It said, dear Dr. Shiva, we'd like to invite you to be on the debate stage. And they have two criteria. One is you have to have collected 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot. And two, they put a toll booth. You need to have collected $250,000. All right. Well, we were the first ones on the ballot, Skiff. We collected nearly 12,000 signatures. We're the first ones. The Democrat and Republican hasn't because we had this bottoms up, amazing volunteers. Now, this election, I decided I'm not going to raise a lot of money because I raised $2 million last year and you stole it from me. We're going to use people power. So we only raised around 20 grand. But now I got to go collect another 230 grand. And to everyone listening out there, I need everyone out there, because I can't give the money. It's not counted. I need everyone to donate 10 bucks, 25 bucks, whatever you got. And we have to do it in the next 10 days, Skip. But if we do that, we will be on a national debate stage. When was the last time someone of my qualifications who's fought for the people has been allowed national prestige? Probably the last guy was Ross Perot, if you remember him, independent. But he had to spend billions of dollars, okay? So we have a huge opportunity to get on the debate stage, and we need people power now. Everyone to give a little bit of money. And I've never begged for money, but that's the rules they've created as a gatekeeper, thinking in the next 15 days, we're not going to raise, you know, 250K, but we will do it. I've come from pretty rough circumstances and I always make it through, but that's what we need to do. But if we get on that debate stage, finally, people will have an independent voice on a national debate stage for U.S. Senate in the most corrupt state in the country, Massachusetts, exposing everything I'm doing on your show today. We will ask the other two, how come you guys colluded to delete ballot images? How come Markey, who's a senator, has kept his mouth shut knowing ballot images are being deleted? And so on, you see? But the deletion of ballot images is an attack on every American. It says there is no one person, no vote. It says that we will cover up election fraud. And right now, our federal lawsuit is historic because it's taking the Republicans by the neck and the Democrats by the neck and saying, what the fuck are you guys doing? You're deleting ballot images and you are not throwing them in jail for doing that. Why are you working together? And us getting on that debate stage is an opportunity for all of us to hold them accountable. So we need every one of you, go to shivaforsenate.com/donate, fucking donate, because we deserve, you deserve an independent voice on that stage exposing the entire fraud that's taking place. The fraud of theater, never discussing real issues, and every time that goes by, there's consolidation of power, centralization of power, a surveillance state, and we can keep going down the list. So we have an opportunity, a small window. But let me make it clear, Skiff, as you and I talked earlier, we're not saying an election is going to solve anything. But I do know a guy like me running, like I, as we've done, we expose Elizabeth Warren, then we expose this and this. Every time we run, even though they try to steal shit from us, we raise people's consciousness. People say, holy shit, I didn't know the ballot images were the ballots. You know, tomorrow I'll go out in front of a grocery store and we hand out flyers. I love doing that. I recommend everyone go to our site and volunteer. You can come into Massachusetts. You go out and hand out flyers, you'll get juiced. You'll see how many people actually get it and they want to help. But the establishment wants to make it about the two parties. They're the only ones in existence and you have to vote for them or everything goes to hell. Independence spoiled. But they have this whole brainwash engineering. And my run for Senate gives people an opportunity to break that. So yes, ballot images are the ballot. Republicans and Democrats are colluding to allow that deletion. The reason they're doing it is they are trading power and they delete the ballot images to cover up their fraud against the independent majority, period. And you may want to review those sentences I just said, but that's what's going on, period.
The same thing that happened in Georgia. Look at Favorito. When he found the 1.7 million deleted original ballot images, it's the same thing. Yep. I mean, they wouldn't let you guys touch anything. They wouldn't even let you guys touch the ballots, let alone the ballot images.
Yeah, I mean, but ballot images, like, you know, after we filed the lawsuit, if you notice, Trump did that whole thing with China is doing this, or man, you can talk about China. Every country's doing shit to every other country. That's not the fucking issue. Ballot images are being deleted by our own American state election officials.
Our greatest enemy comes from within.
It's from within. And the within is a two-party system who's not the majority. The Republicans and Democrats are not the majority. at the national level, independents are the plurality. In a place like Massachusetts, 70% are independents. Yet, like a canary in a cage, and the cage is open, the canary is just sitting around, not wanting to fly out. It's been brainwashed to vote for these two numbnuts. And that's what my election is breaking. So we must get on that debate stage, Skiff. National TV. TV is still pretty powerful. National streaming on a national network. And everyone pretty much knows the amount of effort they go into shadow banning a guy like me, because I do not compromise. I have all the resume that everyone else has, but I've never sucked anyone's balls. Excuse my language, okay? You can't have that. So you have to fall in line, and I haven't done that. So if you are truly bottoms up and you don't compromise, we have to go direct to podcasters and work with people like you. We have to go direct offline, okay? We have to appeal to the people directly, not to the big podcasters. They're all sold out. All of them know me. They follow me, but they won't put me on because their masters tell them, shit, if you put this guy on, it's game, set, match over. People are wondering, where the fuck was this guy before? We like him. The problem is, Skiff, in 2020, you know, we got about 1 billion video views. Everyone knows of my existence. And what we are now doing is we're building a bottoms-up movement. So it's independent of me. We're educating people on this two-party duopoly. We're educating people how they have the fake, you know, the controlled opposition, who talks a good game, be it Booby Kennedy, who says he was against Fauci, but was supporting lockdowns. And you can go read it, right? So they create characters on the left, like AOC and Bernie Sanders, who rile up the left base, acting like they're against the Democrat establishment, but they're part of them. And same on the right. Okay? Yeah. So that's what's going on. But our movement, Truth Freedom Health, our race for Senate over the last 6-7 years has lifted people's consciousness. We step it up a notch. And the issue of ballot images, the issue of us getting on the debate stage, we must expose and we must get on that debate stage. So we need everyone's help. And don't do it for me, do it for yourself, your country, and your families, because I represent the voice of real Americans coming from below.
I mean, now, when you think about this, too, I mean, this has been going on for God knows how long. I mean, just look at the elections in general were never made to give you a choice. It was the illusion of choice. Yep. They always had control. They knew these systems were vulnerable since the beginning, but they certified them anyway. You know why? Because they had control. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's control.
I think it's like one step forward, two steps back, Skiff. So They gave the American people the Bill of Rights, right? One step forward. And then they went two steps backward, right? The bourgeois controlled who could vote, right? And that's been the thing. So American, the Bill of Rights is amazing, what rights it gives. And the elites never wanted to give those freedoms. First Amendment, Second Amendment, all these great things, right? So they know the American people have these amazing rights like no other country. But in order to control people, they don't put them into physical chains. It's here, right? So they manipulate people. They brainwash people. They make people think you have to be in a party. They make people think one of these people is fighting for you top down, which has never occurred. There's never been any freedom that's ever come from anything from above. It's always been from below. Anything that we've gotten, our rights have always come from bottoms up. It's never come top down. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making sure that people remember the history of where real change comes from, bottoms up, independent thinkers. So we have a window to educate people at minimum and potentially to win. But I can tell you this, they're running scared shitless. And they're running scared shitless because we have now built a movement of independent people like myself who understand this dynamic and who are inspiring other people. We're not demoralizing people and saying, oh, everyone's desperate. There's nothing you can do. You know, the world's going to go to hell. Armageddon's coming tomorrow. That's what they want. We're not the same people also, like many of these influencers and podcasters, 10 years after the shit has hit the fan, then they talk about 9/11. You know what I'm talking about? Or then they talk about COVID. 10 years later, But when March of 2020 was taking place, all those senators are going after Fauci. It's all theater. They're only doing it for the midterms. They supported Fauci. They didn't do shit against Fauci. And that's how these guys work. It's all theater to get people's money left and right, but never to do something that's occurring now. Except for you, Skiff, and a few others, where are all these podcasters covering the issue of the day, which is ballot images being deleted? It is a central issue to American democracy.
Yeah.
Where's Joe Rogan? He won't cover this. He'll cover it when Ari Emanuel, his masa, his master, right, who owns Endeavor, who owns every Hollywood star, tells him what to do.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, too, I mean, these people can only do it for so long. I mean, more people are waking up every day. They see it. I mean, how long? Fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, you know, and you're not going to fool me again.
Yeah, if you I want to encourage people, first of all, because I have to do this. I've never really, you know, demanded people help us, but we're in a critical stage. We need 10,000 people giving us $25 and we'll get on that debate stage. But one of the things I want to, so if you can go to Shiva% /donate, right there, hit that donate button, and you can go there and help yourself right there. But one of the things I want to point out is there's a really cool flyer, Skiff, that we're passing out. Can you see this? This
yeah,
is the flyer that we're passing out. The goal is to pass out about 1 million of these, okay? And notice what it says, Skiff. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
It says 65% of Massachusetts, it's just black and white, is independent. Yet we keep voting only Democrat or Republican, right? Look what voting for them has gotten us. Young people can't afford housing, massive cost of living. People are getting sicker with their health care. The elections are not transparent. And if you just come to any part of Massachusetts, you'll find the roads are crumbling. Only we, the 65%, can end this vote independent. Now it says the choices we make reflect the way the world we create. You know, my great grandfather told me that, and he was an indentured servant, a slave. Ultimately, you can't blame anyone. It's the choices that we make, right? 65% are independent, but we keep voting for the minority. That's our choice. And if people want to know who am I, do they have a good candidate? Well, I think I've proven who I am. I've started businesses. I'm an engineer. You know, I generated thousands of jobs. I grew up, you know, playing baseball and mowing lawns. I've worked since I was 14 years old. So here you have someone like me who's not one of them, who isn't independent. 65% of them is independent. So people really have to ask themselves, what the fuck am I doing? Who is actually to blame for these problems? Democrats or Republicans? No, it's the choices that we make. The choices we make who to be in relationship with, who we choose to, what decisions we make. At any moment in time, we have a choice to make a decision. You could come from an alcoholic family. You could say, I'm not going to do that. Okay. You could come from an XYZ family. I came from a low caste Indian family. One in a trillion, my parents made it here. Okay. But my parents made choices. It's difficult, but we must make choices. Why are we habitually, like someone who's addicted, voting for them? When we are, the cage is open, we just have to step out, Skiff.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
and you know what? I want to say one thing. You know, when you think about this, this is not a left or right issue. This is about the truth and making a difference, like you said. So it doesn't matter what side you're on. It's about the truth when it all comes down to it. And that's what matters. That's what always mattered. And that's what we need to get back. We need the truth. Okay. No more of these psychological operations. You know, everything building up, this intense buildup of this is coming and that's coming, and then it dies. And then how many times can you do that before you say, something's not right here? Because they always promise something and then it never happens. So after a while, you have to start to ask yourself, there's something else going on. And right now we're telling you what that something is. So it's time to hop on the horse and get going. Okay, it's time to do something now. We might not even have another chance like this ever again, because I'll tell you what, if they ever get in power ever again, we will never, ever get in office again.
Yeah, I think the most important thing to understand is that I think, Skiff, you know, we built a global movement called Truth, Freedom, Health. At the heart of it, I believe education is ultimately the way we liberate ourselves. So the Democrat and Republican swarm, people, you should go to shatter the swarm.com. You'll see a great video that explains how these people work. It's not one individual, one group. It's a swarm, like a swarm of birds. They look like they're competing against each other, but they actually move together. Okay, but nonetheless, our movement is truth, freedom, health. Truth is about doing great science. So, but you can't just be a scientist without also fighting for freedom, being an activist, a good citizen. But you can't be a good citizen if you don't understand science and health, which means you got to take care of your physical body. You got to understand the health of your economy, your physical self, spiritual health, mental health. So truth, freedom, health, you need all three. And this dynamic comes out of what we call system science. So when I look at a problem, we're trying to explain people the interconnectedness, you see? So ballot images, the deletion of them is related to the fact we don't have one person, one vote. It's related to the fact that the Democrats and Republicans do not want independence coming up. So deletion of ballot images is the way you cover the whole story up, right? So we connect these very substantial systems, and we're training people, Skip, to think like this from a systems perspective. The elites train their people to think like us from a systems perspective. The science of systems really came to being in the 1930s, 1940s. MIT was a center for that. And technology institutions like MIT take the best minds, they train them in system science, and then many of them go join Wall Street to manipulate and steal people's money, or many of them go into the CIA to manipulate people. I chose not to do that. I used to teach system science. I realized that this was one of the most liberating things that need to be done for all humanity, which is as many citizens, if they can understand the science of systems, they themselves, I don't have to preach to them. They'll say, holy shit, yeah, you got the Republicans and the Democrats, Mitch McConnell and Hillary Clinton. Okay, they're the obvious establishment. And then you have the wings. You have Bernie Sanders and AOC who will attack Hillary acting like they're anti-establishment. That's just to keep people thinking Bernie's going to do something on the left. And then they had Trump, or they will have Thomas Massie. Suddenly he becomes anti-Zionist. Suddenly he says he's going to release all the Epstein, gone away. And those people are there to keep people enthralled in the establishment. And I'll mark my words, Skiff, you know, what we built is a true bottoms-up movement, the true independent movement. And Americans are becoming independent. The CIA, the swarm, knows people are going away. So they're going to create a fake independent movement. And that is what Tucker Carlson's all about. That is what Tucker Carlson's about. You can have a longer video about that. He's CIA, his family's CIA. These people know which way the ball is moving now because of so much data they're collecting with AI. So their goal is to not let something bottoms up come up, but to make sure they'll create a fake version. They're very clever. So in the modern world, we have to raise people's consciousness so they become not doves, but eagles. You know, a great teacher of mine said, we come to the world as doves. The goal is to leave as eagles, profoundly wise, not dumb, not naive. Yeah. And when we get enough people, you don't need everyone. 10,000 really solid leaders globally who get this, it's over. And that's, so running for office, Skiff, getting on the debate stage, okay? Discussing these issues, even out of a million people, one person wakes up, that person can articulate, can be very, very powerful to raising national consciousness, you see? So that's the goal. We can never win on their battleground, but we can give them 1,000 cuts, okay, to make them bleed and to make sure others raise their consciousness, their vibration. And that's a big victory. And that's what we've been doing. So we have many victories. And getting on that debate stage and people donating a little bit of money is not we went to one donor or a PAC, it came bottoms up. And that's how we're going to win, Skiff, step by step by step with people power, with people relying on themselves. Not on Tucker Carlson, not on Booby Kennedy, not on Bernie Sanders, because these guys are all bought and paid for. They're actors. theatrical actors brought in so we don't build the bottoms up movement I'm talking about.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Well,
we're very, very excited because there's people like you, there's your audience. And the only thing that's missing is people need to learn a little bit of the science, the guts of it. I could have just been teaching this to graduate students every year at MIT, 55 people, but now we're reaching, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of people. And that is what's going to win. Getting the knowledge of how systems operate, how nature operates, so people can stand up on their own two feet, become self-reliant, independent.
Yep, knowledge is power.
Yep.
It's the way to go. Well, hey, Dr. Shiva, is there anything else you would really like to cover before we wrap this up?
I think we've covered a lot. You know, we can go into any one of these issues. I don't want to take away too much from your audience. I know they all work and they probably have stuff to do. We have tomorrow, we're doing another talk with Laura Eisenhower, who's a granddaughter of President Eisenhower. And then Thursday, we're going to do a, you know, full 12-hour telethon, getting people out there. But we got to get on that debate stage, Skiff. So tell all your folks that we'll finally have a voice. And I get on that debate stage. Look what we did to Elizabeth Warren. We've damaged her pretty well. But we can damage. What's that?
I said, yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. We forced her to take the DNA test. They had to sprinkle in Peruvian genes just to get her up to one out of 1024. Okay? Markey, who's a Democrat guy, will likely be running against. He's, you know, he's in his mid-80s. The guy's never, no one knows what he does, right? It's nothing against old people at all, but the guy's never done anything.
Yep.
Right? So anyway, that's the immediate ask I have. You know, Shiva for Senate/donate, help us get on the debate stage. Number two, every Thursdays we do an open house where people get to meet other great people from all over the world, and they'll get encouraged that there's a movement of all hardworking people. These are working people who work or retired, and then they are all volunteers who are helping build this global movement for truth, freedom, health. So I encourage people to come to our orientation and go to Shiva for Senate. If you want, get down those flyers. If you know people in Massachusetts, tell them to donate and help us get on the ground. Every day, Skip, we have volunteers going out to grocery stores and handing out these one-page flyers, which says, 65% is independent, stop voting for them. It's a very simple flyer, very powerful. It hits people right in their third eye and tells them to reflect. What are you doing? It doesn't, nowhere in that flyer does it say vote for Dr. Shiva, but it says, what are you doing?
And that's the thing. What do you want to be remembered for? And what are you doing with your life? Like, do you want to really look back when you grow old and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda?
Exactly.
Or do you want to make a difference now? You know, and look, if you're for the truth, you're for us, you know?
Yeah. And the next, basically we have 10 weeks and we can win a United States Senate seat as an independent. If there's a time to do it, Skiff, it's right now because people feel so disenfranchised. We're on the tip of the wave of a massive movement. Consciousness is awakening. So we need people. If you can't come here and volunteer, you know, donate, be generous so we can get on the debate stage. We'll do the work for you, okay? But we need the funding. If you want, come here, volunteer. You'll meet great people. Come online, help make phone calls. But we don't want you to wake up in November saying, fuck, I should have done something for Dr. Shiva, right? I could have made some phone calls. He lost by 10 votes. He lost by 100 votes. You see? That's where we're at.
Well, Dr. Shiva, it was a pleasure having you. And you know what? We're going to have to do this again. And we have plenty other things to talk about, so we will definitely.
Thanks, Skip. Thanks to you and your audience. You're great. Best to you. Be the light. Thank you.
All right, you too. Have a good night, Dr. Shiva.
Be well. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid. setting revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.